trying to get this all set up. Hold on just a second, I'll turn the camera around. I think I'll turn the camera around. There we go. I gotta get this all figured out still. I'm trying every time. I'm trying to just get a little bit better. Here I am for my car again, scoping today. What's some philosophical questions this time? I say this time, and it's actually almost always kind of in that vein, isn't it? But so yeah, from Colorado, welcome. I'm so glad that you're here. I am going to be talking today a little bit about whether or not we create our lives, or whether or not our lives are sort of revealed to us or unfolded. And this is not a religious discussion. Hello, I'm glad you're here. Thanks for being here. This is not about divine creation or anything along those lines. I'm not trying to sway anyone's personal beliefs. I just want to really start taking a look at what is within the boundaries and our purview, right, of our control. Like, where do we really have the strongest say? Where do we have the most control in our lives? And it's an interesting question that comes up, because every single day we make choices. Yesterday's scope was about making choices, wasn't it? It was about making the choice to stay in an energy of playfulness. And thank you for the heart. It was about staying in the energy of curiosity and playfulness, rather than an achievement mindset that is draining and really, in all honesty, not at all sustainable. So that really does kind of bring up the next question, doesn't it? About, okay, if we get the choice about our attitudes in life, and we get the choice to choose a creative curiosity place, or that really, thank you so much. If we get to choose these things, then really, what have we put into motion? What of those elements of our life that come down the line that we don't feel like we do have control over? Yes, of course we can choose our attitude. Of course we can choose our mindset. But there's a lot that goes on in our lives and our circumstances that feels like it's very much outside of our control. So what does that mean in terms of our day-to-day decisions? Do we get so overwhelmed with the things that are outside of our control and feel like we're victim to them? Or do we empower ourselves and choose choice, recognizing that really we don't have a whole lot of control? So that's what I want to talk about today. Let me introduce myself. My name is Triffany, just like Tiffany with an R. And I am a certified professional life coach. I help high-powered women who have all the trappings of success add that happiness piece, because often we built success on an outward model, and then we wonder why we don't feel fulfilled inwardly. Yes? So that's the work that I do. What I scope about here is sort of my participation in that same journey and some of the realizations and epiphanies I have just asking some of the same questions of myself that I ask of my clients and my students. Did you go to school for that? Yes, actually, I have two certifications. One is with the Martha Beck Institute, and the other is with the Kramer Institute in asset-based thinking. I started out as a coach to financial traders, because I was a currency trader myself and got rather good at it, and realized that when we figure out our own stuff, we stop bringing that to the trade. And so I help people trade better. And then I realized that my real true work was helping people figure out their inner stuff. So I shift gears, got those certifications, and that's what I do now. Thank you for the question. I appreciate that. So this is what I want to talk about today. Yeah, thank you. It's been a fun journey for me. And really, in all honesty, it actually is a vital piece of some of the things that I even talk about in something like today. So I had choices, right? I had the ability to stay in what was working. Let me tell you, being a financial trader, being a currency trader, comes with a lot of prestige, especially as a woman. There weren't a lot of women traders. And I made a choice, really, to follow this inward path, to follow this piece of myself that felt called to do something bigger than myself, bigger than just putting money in my pocket. Now, that doesn't mean I've done this at the expense of putting money in my pocket. I'm not talking about anything self-righteous or pious or anything that is, we're not talking about the morality or immorality of poverty, right? That's not even part of this discussion. But I do want to point out that when you get to a point professionally, I call it a soul-sucking job, right? Where maybe you're in a situation where the job you have, maybe you started out curious, maybe you started out passionate, maybe you started out in this place where it fueled you and eventually it got exhausting. Yeah, you know what? Everybody wants to make money. And I think that's fantastic. You know, if you really look at it, money is the way that we take care of ourselves. It's the way we put a roof over our head. It's the way that we put food on our table. There's absolutely nothing wrong with making money. What I want to discuss and what I think is an important part of the conversation is, are you making money at the expense of creating fulfillment in your life? And there are times in our lives when we don't have a choice, right? I think we've all been at rock bottom where we've had to figure something out and we have got to just make the money to put the food on the table. And so there's no criticism about that stage of life. But there does come a point in our lives when we have got Maslow's hierarchy of needs, right? We've got food, shelter, water, and now we get a choice about what we're doing for ourselves next. And that's what I'm talking about today, is that place of choice. So do we continue to say, well, I stay at this job because it is, it meets this need of having money, and who really cares about the rest, right? As long as I'm making money, I'm fulfilling my responsibilities as a contributing member of society. And this really was sort of prompted by a conversation I had with a friend of mine. We've been friends for probably 3 or 4 years now, and she has made a foray into entrepreneurial efforts and really had a hard time finding that self-motivation, had a hard time finding that self-direction, and has now recently found herself looking for another job. Actually, she's found a wonderful job, but she still sort of has that nagging feeling that she's, by taking this job, she is ignoring the thing that she felt called to do, right? So it came with some guilt. It came with this piece of, does this mean that I've sold out, in essence, by going back to work? And here's what I want to talk about today. This is what prompted the thought, and I thought this could be really valuable for people who are in similar situations. Do we create our life by our choices? Or do we let things unfold? She got to a situation where financially she had to go back to work. I want to make the argument that both of those things happen, that both of those things are true. Let me explain. So she made a series of choices where she had to build up pieces of her business. And ultimately, she's not giving it up. She will come back to it. She's just going to be doing it part-time. Now she's coming back to work. Now, I want to point out that the momentum built up from those previous choices has not ended simply because she has changed directions temporarily. So all of the people she's met, all of the blogs she's written, all of the things she's learned, all of the stuff she's built, that doesn't come to a screeching halt simply because she had a different immediate need that had to be addressed. So in one sense, the necessity of the new job, right, had to unfold to her through her decisions or her lack of motivation or her lack of focus or whatever those things were that led her to that point. That was a piece that unfolded. And yet there are still decisions that she's made during those entrepreneurial efforts that have yet to reveal themselves. If you have ever been out there in the world for any amount of time, you've realized that you don't know often for months, years, who you've talked to that knows somebody, what things you've set in motion, who you've impacted. I can't tell you how many times people have come up to me and said, you said that thing 5 years ago and it stuck with me, and I'll tell you, I have raised my kids differently and I have da 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 da, which is fantastic, but I had no awareness of that, I had no clue that that had happened. And it has revealed and unfolded to me as I go about my day, keeping my choices centered in who I am. So the question, right? How much control do we have over our lives? I think it's much healthier to look at it more as overlapping experiences. Every moment of every day, we make choices. We make choices about our attitude. We make choices about our contribution to ourselves, to others, to our circumstances, to the world. Every moment of every day. Now, this isn't to put some big onerous, heavy thing on you. It's to make the right choice or this is all going to blow up, right? Like, that is not what I'm talking about. Because that is a fear-based place. And that is not ever going to be anything that's going to help you create something of value for yourself or others. What I'm talking about, though, is recognizing that during those times when you feel low or you feel spent or you feel like you've stayed in something too long or you feel like you shouldn't make this next choice because it's going to be scary or you've somehow wasted all your previous times and efforts, I want to remind you that there are pieces that have been gaining momentum this entire time that have yet to reveal themselves to you. Right? So even in your low times, your decisions and your actions during the times when you did feel inspired and creative and excited about life, those are still unfolding. And the moment you close yourself off to those by labeling yourself a failure or sellout or whatever those things are, is the moment that you stop reaping the rewards of the times that you were all of those wonderful things that you love about yourself. Yeah? So I want you to really understand that what I'm talking about here is a combination of the two. We make choices. We are in an emotional place. We are very often, we do feel victim to our circumstances, and that's okay. In our high times, and we feel like something's just kicked us back down, why can't I even feel grateful for a single day, right? In those moments, we get to remember that sometimes that's the momentum of the times that we weren't feeling so great, and that that's our time to actually forgive and have grace for ourselves and for others and for our circumstances, rather than make them mean we can't succeed or make them mean that every time I get up, I get knocked down. Likewise, the more we stay focused in our positive place, the more we stay focused in our positive energies and our positive thoughts, the more decisions we create that will further create momentum to help us succeed, to help create a momentum for the future self that we can look back on and go, thank goodness I put that in motion, or thank goodness I said that, right? So I want you to remember that everything you do today is important. The good, the bad, and the ugly. Everything you do is either something that's building momentum for your future self that will serve you, that will be something to be grateful for and something to really grab onto. Or it's going to be something that's going to give you the opportunity to have grace with yourself. It's going to give you the opportunity to forgive, perhaps, or be patient, or be kind. Because those things that happen that are uncomfortable, those things that were created from previous ugly momentum, right? That is our opportunity to go back and forgive former self, to let go of old stories, to be able to have grace and compassion for the part of us that at the time that we did that, we didn't have the bandwidth for it, or we felt depleted, or we didn't feel full and rich, right? So I want you just to take that forward and understand that both of those things serve you. Whether it's something positive that happens today because good momentum has built up, or whether it's something that feels uncomfortable but is still an opportunity to treat yourself well, that is what I want you to focus on. Both of those things serve you. So there really is no wrong answer, is there? Whether we're making choices or life is revealed, it's kind of both. All of that is to our favor as we are evolving and growing human beings. So that's my thought for today. I would love to hear your thoughts. I am still trying to figure out how to get these recordings from Catch. The download button is doing weird things to sound and truncating videos, but I am slowly but surely creating a playlist on my YouTube channel. Obviously, you can follow me here or you could go to my website. Go ahead and look me up on any of those ways. Just make sure you spell my name right. It's Triffany, just like Tiffany with an R. And you can, Hammond is the last name, although there aren't too many of Triffany's out there. So I hope that you will continue this conversation, whether it's on my blog, my YouTube channel, just on Twitter. I want to hear from you, and I want to hear how these things went for you as you started to look at your life a little differently when things come up for you and recognize it's a revealing of your previous choices. Does that empower you? Do you feel like that gives you extra energy as you move forward from your day? Or does it exasperate you? Because if it exasperates you, then I want to know what that is too, so we can have another discussion like this and to put a neat little bow on it and make you feel really good, really happy, and really empowered about your day. So I hope to hear from you soon, and I want you to go out there, create a great week, and I'll see you next time.